The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." And so they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." And so they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you?" "What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." And so Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And so they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." What is Jesus getting at? Here's what I think he's getting at: Bible study and cookies. Friday night we had a healing mass. And I went over to the hall after and we had cookies and tea. And I was talking to a parishioner, and they told me about a friend who they went to Bible study together for years, and the friend would always just go for the cookies, and she would go for the Bible study. I think this is a little bit what Jesus is saying. You know, in prayer, oftentimes we ask for things, and many times those prayers are answered. Is there anyone out there care to share? Just raise your hand, nothing more. Have you ever prayed for something and God answered that prayer? Care to share? Show your hand. Yeah. And in Scripture, God does tell us, ask, right? Your parents on earth who are imperfect, they want to give good things to their children. How much more does God want to give good things to us? So ask. And so, I don't know about you, but a large portion of my life, I would pray that way and ask for this and ask for that. And God would give it to me sometimes, sometimes not. I'd keep asking, and when I got it, I'd say, "Great, thank you." And I'd ask for more. But you know, like the Bible study and the cookies, I can imagine that Bible study leader one day maybe going to that lady. This wasn't part of the story, but you know, you've come a lot for those cookies. When are you going to come for the Bible study? God woos us to go deeper. God gives us good things. They're like signs that he loves us, signs that he is real. But God wants us to go deeper and not only come for the cookies, but to know the gift giver, to come to him not for what he can do for us, but for who he is, and to discover how much he loves us. And then, once we discover that, to not so much in our prayer ask, God, please do this for me, but what can I do for you? We flip our prayer. God draws us to himself and wants to always help us. But in love, God gave us himself and calls us to know that love. And our response to that love is then to say, Lord, what can I do for you? So God is calling us deeper, beyond the cookies, to the Bible study. Here's another image. I got this from a Dominican priest, a website I read. And imagine coming to church, right? We have a little sign out there. It's not the biggest, but it says Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. Imagine everyone coming to church on Sunday and they all gather around the sign. And they never come inside. This world is filled with signs. All creation created by the one who designed it all, reflections of his beauty and his grandeur and his completeness and his harmony. But we're called to recognize that the creator behind the creation and not get stuck only on the sign. Oftentimes in our lives, we really pursue many good things, enjoying creation, taking care of our bodies, pursuing loving relationships, which we long for and hunger for and are all good, careers, etc., hobbies, things we love to do. But the danger is we can get stuck on the sign and, like the Israelites in the desert, wander the whole time through simply looking for food that perishes, rather than that which leads to eternal life. And so, let's not get stuck on the sign, but recognize that all creation points us and invites us to seek the Creator, to know the Creator, to fall in love with the Creator, and then, from that love, to seek and ask, how can I serve his kingdom, his purpose, and make him known to others. And so there are many ways to seek, to know, to love, and to grow deeper. Formed.org on our website, a bunch of plethora of videos and books about the Catholic faith. Programs here in the church. We're going to have more as time goes on. But one program we have right now, and one way of gathering as a faith community to know more about our faith, is our RCIA program, our Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. It's 6 months from September to May, June. Maybe that's more than six, nine. Nine, that sounds good. Giving birth to a deeper faith. Where we learn together more about who God is, how much he loves us, and what he's revealed about himself to us and the purpose of our life. Gather in a community of faith to discover that. I invite you all to do it, but I have better than my invite. I'd like to call Trish for a testimony of her experience in our RCIA program.
So basically, we're just bound and determined to make sure you get sick of hearing my voice today. And I am going to try to keep this short. I tend to ramble, so I do have some notes. My name is Tricia, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of my story. I was in the RCIA class last year, and I just want to kind of give you a little bit of my path and my story with that. I was a birth through second grade Catholic, baptized Catholic, and continued on through my first communion. Because of changes in our family structure, we stopped going to Mass when I was 8, and we stopped participating in the Catholic faith. And, you know, as I come to look at it with some adult eyes, I realized that I always had this idea because of that, that the church didn't want me and that God didn't want me. And I, you know, it seems ridiculous, you know, as an adult looking at this, but that was very much to my 7-year-old eyes, my 8-year-old eyes, kind of how I viewed that process. As I grew up, I still felt very Christian at the core. I flirted with some different aspects of Christianity. I went to American Baptist Church with a friend when I was in high school. At UCLA, I participated in Campus Crusades and did Bible study there and, you know, kind of worked a little bit with that. And then I went to dental school in Boston, and I even went back into the Catholic Church for quite a bit of time there. But because I'd never had my confirmation, I always felt like I still didn't really belong in the church or in any part of the faith, and recognized that truly at my core, I still thought that I wasn't good enough and that Jesus would want me. Why would he want me? Like, I'm flawed, and what do I have to offer? And then, like I said, that wound from childhood, I think, really stuck with me, thinking that just that I wasn't really wanted. We started a family, and my son's over here, my daughter's over here, and I really wanted them to grow up in the Catholic faith. I wanted them to experience the foundation and knowing how much Jesus loved them and Jesus wanted them, and I wanted them to have that as their solid foundation. My husband was also raised Catholic, and so we got them baptized here at OLG, albeit really, really, really late, but, you know, better late than never. And got them in the school, and I felt so welcomed in the school for my kids. They just had such great experiences with the faith, and I saw signs in them how they were learning how much God loved them and how much Jesus loved them. And I realized I still felt like a fraud. I felt like I was telling my kids that this was true for them, but I didn't really believe it for myself. I still believed in some level that there was something that was lacking in me, or some reason that I wasn't bound to be part of this. And I didn't want that. I didn't want my kids to feel, you know, to see me as that. And so as Robbie approached his first communion, I really wanted to try to kind of figure that out. And RCIA got mentioned. And I thought, well, this is it. This is a great path. And I didn't realize how great. It is a wonderful opportunity. It's such a supportive community, such a supportive group of people. You learn the faith as an adult, so even if you've been through a lot of, you know, everything, even if you have all your sacraments and you've been through it, it's an amazing opportunity to study the word in a supportive group that I truly consider friends. When we see them in Mass, it's a friendship kind of thing, and this journey that we've been on. And you really get to study those words and that gospel with adult eyes and learn what the Catholic Church has to offer and what God has to offer and what Jesus has to offer. As we were going through that process, the final stage right before confirmation was going to reconciliation. And having not been to reconciliation in 40 years, yes, 40 years, you know, I was pretty scared. I was scared that I was going to come and I was going to talk about my faults and the things that I wasn't good at or were bad. And I thought that was going to be the point where it was going to be really clear I didn't deserve to belong and that I didn't deserve that love. And Father Paul, I know I'm not supposed to share stuff that happens in reconciliation, but I'm going to share what he said to me, because it really changed, kind of was my crossing point. He said to me, you know, if you were the only person on the planet, if you were the only person that was there, God still would have sent Jesus down to die for you. That he loves us that much, that he loves us so much that for each and every one of us, he would have sent Jesus down to die for us, just for you. And that was so amazing for me to hear, that he loved me that much, that he was just waiting for me. He was waiting for me to come and ask him how I could serve him and how he could love me. He was waiting for me. My kids are really into dinosaurs right now, and so I have this visual in my head. I promise I'm almost done. Visual in my head of little T-Rexes, because we've got T-Rexes everywhere in our house. We've got dinosaurs everywhere in our house, and they all have these tiny little hands, right? And I have this vision of myself as a T-Rex with these tiny little hands, And my whole life, Jesus was out there and he was stretching his arm out to me, and he's got this really long hand and he's stretching it. My little T-Rex hands were here, and all I needed to do was just stretch that tiny little T-Rex hand, and he was gonna grab it and he was gonna pull me with him. And that's exactly what this process did. It was such an encouragement. It was beautiful. It was wonderful to go through it with my husband as Robbie was going through his first communion. And it really showed me how much Jesus really loves me, and that he's been waiting all of this time with open arms, waiting for me to realize that and waiting for me to understand that. And then, as Father Paul was saying, that next step of understanding, yeah, he loves me, and how can I now serve him? And that's why I'm standing here, is because this is one way that I can serve, is to tell that message, or to help people understand, help my family, help all of that, that he's just waiting for us. And we have so many opportunities to grow in our faith, and RCIA was just a wonderful, wonderful program. And you truly make friends that are partners in your spiritual growth forever. As I see them out here, you know, wave, and you truly become part of that.